We are back with the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell is here. We're talking with Carl Safina, who has written a remarkable book called Song for the Blue Ocean. I'm going to quote you. I don't do this very often. You tell me that it takes heart, hope, and unusual courage, that these three things are required to generate life. Heart, well, you tug at my heart with this book. Unusual courage, you tell the story of all of these people who are really just trying to make it through, and some of them are very courageous. Where's the hope in this, Carl?
Well, you have to have hope, because if you don't have hope, then you're hopeless, and who wants to be hopeless? We may collectively do the right things in the future, or more of the right things in the future. We may not, but if we don't try and we don't work toward that, then we've just capitulated, and that's just, it's just not a choice to me. It doesn't mm-hmm. enter into the equation.
The New York Times spoke very highly of your book. There was this one mild criticism that you hadn't told us what exactly we needed to do to fix all this.
I know all
that,
this?
I know this was an oversight, so I'd like to take this opportunity for you to tell us exactly what we're going to do.
Well, very much in this vein, when I go to the restaurant, can I order fish anymore?
Yes, you can order fish, but you should know what kinds of fish are better to order. And it so happens that in the next issue of Audubon Magazine, which is the May-June 1998 issue of Audubon Magazine, uh-huh. is a guide to seafood for seafood lovers who also love the sea, not just to eat it, but also to eat it. And I try to tell people there what kinds of things are more benign and what kinds of things they might want to think about avoiding. And it's a color-coded chart.
And there are lots of things that I can eat. Isn't that wonderful? Is that part of the kinds of things you're looking for, Bill? What should we be doing? Eating?
Obviously, that's part of it. You know, what can individuals do? But also, I mean, you know, there's this public policy, public polity, that is what we should be requiring of our governments.
Well, one of the reasons that I didn't put a lot of policy recommendations in the end of the book is that it's just not exactly that kind of book. I work on policy stuff all the time. That's my full-time job. And we have made, in fact, a lot of progress in the last few years. Everything is still very much a struggle, and there are still people who are trying to unravel the progress that we've made. But we have a new sweeping set of amendments called the Sustainable Fisheries Act that amends the federal law in the United States that governs fishing. It says that overfishing cannot be allowed anymore, so the fishery managers have to change management so that they're no longer allowing overfishing. Depleted species have to be recovered within a certain period of time. These are changes that are being phased in right now. There's a lot of pressure to do away with them before they're phased in, but 5 years ago, it seemed politically infeasible to even get a law like this, and it took a lot of effort and a lot of work and a lot of realization on the part of politicians that it wasn't just environmentalists saying so. It was costing money and a lot of jobs.
Carl Safina, you have opened our eyes to an awfully large ocean of opportunities that we have, as well as challenges, and we thank you for that.
Thanks very much. It was really a pleasure.
Thank you, Carl Safina. So what's a fish lover to eat? Join the world's leading chefs. Take swordfish off your menu. Shark and shrimp are also better left alone. The Audubon Society can tell you more. Their website is www.audubon.org. Carl Safina's book, Song for the Blue Ocean, is published by Henry Holt & Company. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.